Let us look at another interesting Western technical indicator, which is the stochastics. The stochastic tell us about the overbought and oversold conditions. So this is a very easy indicator. So don't worry about this. On your broker platform, you can get the Bollinger Bands and stochastics. Okay, any broker you trade, any market you trade, any software you trade, it's very easy to get stochastics and Bollinger Bands on your charts, okay? So, Bollinger Bands, you don't need to make any adjustments to the indicator, but stochastics, just ensure that the period of stochastics is 5 and it is set to smooth, okay? And the overbought condition is set to 80 and oversold is 20, okay? So, when the indicator goes below 20, it is oversold, and if it goes above 80, it is overbought. Just remember that thing. I will explain to you on the chart how this thing works. So this is the stochastic, just this rectangle that you see. So the if the indicator, this red line, forget about the black line. See this red line, this is the slow stochastic, black line is the fast stochastic. So we are looking at the red line only, forget about the black line. You can set any colors to this. So the red line, when it goes above 80, it is overbought. Overbought means the stock is overpriced relatively, so that's a sell signal. So when the red line goes above 80, that's a sell signal. When the red line goes below 20, that is oversold, which means it's a buy signal, okay? So when the red line goes above 80, that's a sell signal. When the red line goes below 20, that's a buy signal, okay? So that's all there is to this simple indicator. That is why I use this. So this is a daily chart of Oil India. You have a nice uptrend. So the first indicator is this candlestick pattern, which is a dark cloud cover, a variation of a dark cloud cover. I will cover dark cloud cover in the level 1 course. Okay, please check out that level 1 course where you have 20 videos on the dark cloud cover alone. Okay. So it's a detailed study of the dark cloud cover. So what happens in a dark cloud cover is that the closing of the second candle is below the midway point of the prior long white candle, and it's a bearish candlestick pattern which comes after an uptrend. So the first signal is that we have a documented pattern, which is the dark cloud cover. Second signal is this, the red line is above 80, so which is overbought. Overbought means sell signal, so that is a bearish signal. So you have two signals coming together. So that's why you can take a trade here. You can take an entry position, that's a short position. You can keep the stop loss here because that's where the bears have pushed the price down. Then you can expect the prices to go down. But the point here is the stochastics tell us that the stochastics are giving us a bearish confirmation given by that candlestick pattern. So the candlestick pattern is confirmed by the stochastics. So you have two confirmations. So that's why you can take the trade. In this case, the reversal did not happen, but what happened is that our stop loss was not hit and the prior trend was reversed. So the stochastics and the candlestick pattern both forecasted that this prior trend was likely to end. Now, the prior trend ending doesn't mean that it will reverse. It can also mean that the price will go flat, but it will not continue going up. Okay, so that is how you can combine candlesticks with stochastics to understand what is likely to happen next. Okay.